The Ghana Football Association has called for police investigations into claims of alleged match-fixing. The British Daily Telegraph and Channel 4's dispatches allege that a Ghanaian club official and a FIFA agent said they could arrange the rigging of matches involving the national team. According to the report, the two agents presented a contract worth $170,000 for each match organized, which the GFA president Kwesi Nyantechi agreed to. But the GFA, in a statement, has denied the claims, saying the contract was for the purchase of rights to friendly matches involving Ghana and not for match fixing. It adds that the GFA did not even sign the contract. The association said the matter has been reported to FIFA and the Confederation of African Football, and that a request has also been made to the Ghana Police Service to investigate the two men. We bring you more on the story.
According to the report by the Telegraph and Channel 4's dispatches, it launched a six-month investigation into match fixing after receiving information that some football associations were working with criminal gangs looking to rig scores in international games. Reporters from the Telegraph and a former FIFA investigator claimed they represented an investment company that wanted to sponsor games. Christopher Forsyth, a registered FIFA agent, along with Obed Nketiah, who is the chief executive of Brekum Chelsea and sits on the management committee of the Ghana Under 20 national team, boasted that they could employ corrupt officials who would rig matches played by Ghana. The president of the Ghana Football Association, Kwesi Nyantechi, then met the undercover reporter and investigator, along with Mr. Forsyth and Mr. Nketiah, and agreed a contract which would see the team play in the rigged matches in return for payment. But the GFA has denied it.
The contents of the publication are not wholly true. I was sent a press inquiry from the newspaper, and I provided a full account of what transpired. It's unfortunate that they did not report fully what I told them. First of all, I've not agreed to any match-fixing deal involving the FA.
The contract is said to cost $170,000 for each match organized by the fixers involving the Ghanaian team, and will allow a bogus investment firm to appoint match officials in breach of FIFA rules. The company will appoint and pay for the cost of the referees and match officials in consultation with an agreed FIFA member association. The report alleges that during a meeting, Mr. Nyantechi suggested that the fictional investment company put on two matches after the World Cup to prove that they were able to organize games. But the Ghana Football Association says the two men approached Mr. Nyantechi offering to purchase the rights to friendly matches involving Ghana. They were subsequently asked to submit their proposal for consideration, which they did, and it was duly submitted to the legal committee of the GFA for perusal and advice. The statement said the GFA did not sign the contract as they waited for the response from the legal committee. In an interview with the BBC, Mr. Nyantechi said the matter had been reported to the relevant authorities for action to be taken.
To punish the hard-won reputation of the Ghana FA, and also to try and devalue the participation of the country at the World Cup, and it's not acceptable at all. This matter will be taken up at the appropriate quarters, and I think we must ensure that justice is done. We will not allow the good name of our country, the Football Association, and our national team to be dragged into mud.
What did the players ask you about this story?
It's not a matter for the players. We are not so much involved in these things. The headlines is misleading. It has nothing to do with the World Cup, and so we are not worried about it. We are very much concerned about the World Cup and the next game, which is against Portugal.
The allegation, however, does not involve the World Cup matches. Ghana are third in Group G after a draw and a defeat.
You heard a news desk report.